Surrender myself to you. I pray, Lord, that you will speak through me to us in this place today. I pray, Lord, that both the speaker and the hearers, Lord, will be blessed today in Jesus' name. I pray for faith, that this what we meet with faith in our lives in Jesus' name. And I rebuke every wandering spirit, every spirit that works contrary to your purpose that may be present with us here today. I rebuke them and I put them to flight in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that your will alone will come to pass in our lives in Jesus' name. Lord, in this place today, come and save, come and heal, come and deliver, come and bless in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we worship your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, just in line with what we have been doing today. Today is a day of thanksgiving. Today is a day for us to appreciate God for who he is. Today is a day for us to return all the glory back to him. And it was not surprising that, you know, when I was meditating upon what would God have us to consider today, I believe that this message is still along that line. And I want to admonish you. This is just by way of announcement. I want you to open your heart to God. Today we are going to talk, we are going to magnify God, we are going to lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. As we lift him up in this place today, I want you to open your heart. Whatever it is that the Spirit of God ministers to you to do, I want you to just be free in the presence of God today. Maybe God means the Spirit of God touches you and gives you a nudge to shout and to scream. Feel free to scream in the presence of God today. If God gives you, sometimes God works in mysterious ways. I know of a man of God who will, you know, God will move him to go and give a blow to somebody who is sick, and that spirit of infirmity disappears. Maybe you feel that kind of blow today. I'm not saying I'm going to come and give you a blow. So don't begin to brace yourself up for the blow. But what I'm saying is God will do something in your life today. And just open yourself, open your heart, open your spirit, man. God may drop a word. It may be a word. Sometimes it takes a word and then you are liberated. A word alone is enough to set you on high. A word is enough to open your eyes to see what your eyes have not seen before. And so today we are going to be talking about what I have titled, God Has Not Changed. God has not changed. And I believe by the time we are done here today, you and I will have realized again that God has not changed. I'm going to be reading from the scriptures from the book of Psalms, chapter 114. Psalms 114, from verse 1. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel was his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. What hailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fledest, thou Jordan, that thou was driven back? Ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble thou heart at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. Brethren, we are living in a world that has transformed so much from how we met it. We live in a fast-changing world. So many things are changing around us. You know, I remember when, you know, we just started having these mobile phones. They came with that kind of heavy, heavy phone that you need somebody to maybe after you. I don't think we will have been able to talk for as long as we talk these days. Very heavy. Now they get lighter and lighter and lighter. In those days, we used to have cassette players, you know, that were very, very heavy that you carry them and you know you are carrying some. Today, they are getting light. Things are getting very light, very light, very light. A lot of changes happening around us. Unfortunately, most of these changes are getting lighter. Most of them are also removing the value in the things we used to know. But that does not change who God is. That does not happen when it comes to God. A lot of times we get so used to changing things. This morning we have already changed time. You know, we are changing time, changing everything. But God remains the same. He remains the same. The scripture we just read here, the Bible talks about when God led the children of Israel out of Egypt. And there the Bible says in verse 3, the sea saw it and fled. That's the kind of God we serve. The kind of God that has not changed in power. The same power that the sea saw and fled. I was going through some other translations. They went, they diluted this scripture. The Bible says the sea saw and fled. There's a difference between fleeing and moving away or shifting. Flee. Flee talks about a rapidity in motion. The Bible says that the sea saw and fled. The sea did not see the children of Israel. The sea saw the presence of God with the children of Israel. The sea saw the power of God when the children of Israel were advancing. The Bible says the sea saw and fled, took to its heels. And the Bible says also that Jordan was driven back. Brethren, this is to remind us that this happened about 40 years after. 40 years after the sea saw and fled, Jordan saw and was driven back. It shows that God is still the same. 40 years after the sea saw the presence of God with them and the sea fled, Jordan was driven back. And I want to tell somebody here this morning, maybe you have a testimony, something that God has done for you in the past. And it's been a couple of years. Sometimes, you know, because of time, we forget. Because of time, we think that God has changed. Because of time, we think that God does not have the same power that he had when he liberated us, when he delivered us. It took 40 years. After that, the sea, the Red Sea, fled. A lot of things happened in the wilderness. You know, a lot of us know this story very well, that some of them did not even make it to the time that Jordan was driven back. A lot of them did not have enough faith to continue. A lot of them did not have enough faith to believe that God that drove back the Red Sea was still present with them on the journey. It appeared as if the vision was getting too prolonged to become realized in their lives. And it looked as if somebody came to tell them old wives' fables when they were leaving Egypt. And some of them began to doubt the presence of God with them. And it took another couple of years for some of them to realize again that God was actually with them. The Bible says that Jordan was driven back. Some of us have already crossed our Red Sea. A lot of us have testimonies of great things that God has done for us 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, maybe 1 month ago. That may be somebody's Jordan. That may be somebody's Red Sea. And now we have come to a point where we need to just take a step and cross that little river. And then we begin to doubt the presence of God. We begin to wonder whether God has diluted its power. Brethren, it doesn't matter how many translations of the scripture that people are coming up these days, Revised Standard Version, Amplified, and whatever, none of this will change the efficacy of the power of God. None of this will change the existence of God. The Bible says that no man can add to this scripture. None of this will change the fact that the word of God was given by the inspiration of God. The Bible says it is God's breath. God released a breath into the people, and the word of God came alive. And so it doesn't matter how many translations you read. Let no man deceive you. The power of God is still the same. I said the power of God is still the same. And so I want you to remember your testimony. Brother, one of the things that the enemy does these days is to steal your testimony. To steal your testimony away. To make sure that you don't remember that testimony. To make sure that you don't remember the place that you had an encounter before. That you don't remember the time that God delivered you. The time that you were fed with the cucumbers and the onions of Egypt. The time that it was so bitter in your mouth, and God came suddenly and delivered you by so many plagues. The time that God allowed the Pharaoh of your life to drown in the Red Sea. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we forget. We forget and the enemy steals that testimony away. And we don't have the confidence again. And that's the purpose. That's the aim of the enemy. So that you lack confidence to approach the throne of grace. So that you begin to doubt that God can do it again. But I want to tell you this morning, if God has done it before, God will do it again. If God has done it before, I said, God will do it again. Brethren, sometimes ago we were on the other side. I don't know whether that was the other side of Jordan that we would call it even as a church. Maybe it was a Red Sea, on the other side of the Red Sea. God brought us here. God brought us here. And we have some little rivers to cross at this time. But some of us, our hearts are failing us already. We have forgotten how that God delivered us from where we used to pay so much money for somebody sitting down in their houses. And we used to pay so much money because we were using their hall, which was not even up to this size. But God delivered us and brought us here. Why is it then that our hearts will begin to fail us? Why will it be that our hearts will begin to fail us when we get to little rivers that we need to cross? And then, in no time we will ask people who are going to, do something or the other. And then we begin to wonder, how will God do it? By the grace of God, we are going to get there. Amen. I say we are going to get there. Brethren, sometimes we leave a place. We leave a place just because we have not heard clearly from God. I want to tell us this morning, the Bible says that God, who at sundry times in diverse ways, he spoke unto our fathers. The Bible says he still speaks today. If you have not heard God, it does not mean that God is not speaking. You need to hear him. You need to hear him. Maybe that place where you are right now, I don't know who that person is. You want to leave that place. You are so overwhelmed, you cannot take it again. I need you to listen to God. I need you to listen to God so that you don't run away from where God is mailing that deliverance, from where God is mailing your blessing. I need you to listen to God right now. Maybe God is saying that I have sent it out. I have mailed it out. I have mailed it out. Brethren, I don't know if you ordered an item online. And when this item, sometimes we get an alert. Your item has shipped. I know Amazon does that. When your item has shipped and you now decide to change your address, you have caused a problem. Because your item has shipped and your item will be delivered. And God help us. That somebody is there to keep our item for us. Or somebody is there to return our item back. So that our item is received. Maybe you are in that situation this morning. Your item has shipped. God has shipped it. We have started this year 10 months now. Your item has shipped. We have 2 months to go. Don't be weary. The Bible says, be not weary in well doing. For in due season you will reap if you faint not. Your item has shipped. Your item has shipped. And you have just 2 months and you are weary. You want to quit. You want to run away. Why don't you wait and see the salvation of God? We have praised him this morning and he has asked us that this month is the month for us to praise him. Why don't you use praises to put speed to the things that God has shipped for you? In 10 months of this year that God has shipped, he has continually shipped to you. Why don't you use praises to add speed to that thing that is coming to you? And I believe that speedily it will reach your hands in Jesus' name. So many people have promised us, they have not kept their promises, but God has not changed. The Bible says that he's not slack concerning his promises, as some men do count slackness. The Bible says he's willing, is long suffering to us world. God does not slack in his promises. People have promised, they have failed. Some of us, they promised us, oh, when you get to America, just come to my house straight. Just come to my house straight, and they give you an address, and then you land there, and lo and behold, they are not there. A lot of promises that have been broken, a lot of things that people have told us that we got there, we did not meet those things to be so. And even as Christians, we are beginning to think that God is like that. Brethren, I want to remind us this morning that God is not man. Bible says that God is not man that he will lie, neither the son of man that he will repent. As he said and has not brought it to pass. God, the Bible says that by two immutable things in which he will not lie, God doesn't lie. God will not give you an address and then you get there, you don't meet it there. Sometimes, I don't know whether they still do that in where most of us, came from. And then the same place that you were and you made transactions with them, you go back there and you see cobwebs. You wonder, how did cobwebs get to this place? I was here yesterday or 2 days ago. God is not like that. God will not deceive you. God will not say, I kept it there, and then you get there, you don't meet it there. God will not say, wait here, and then it does not come there. God is not like that. We are talking about the kind of God that we are serving. The kind of God that has said, praise me for the rest of this year. The kind of God that led them from the Egypt through the wilderness. And the Bible says that the sea saw him present with them, the sea fled. The sea did not flee because the children of Israel were so numerous. The sea fled just because of the presence of Jehovah God. And that's what happened to him. The Bible says that what hailed thee, verse 5, what hailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fledest? That was a question to the sea. Sea, why did you run? Why did you have to run? What did you see? What did you see? Why did you run? Maybe if Pharaoh and his court had asked the sea, what did you see that made you to flee? Maybe they would not have entered. Maybe they will not. But brethren, this morning, that's going to be the lot of our enemies. Because they will not wait to hear the sea. Because they do not care to know the kind of God that you serve. Because they do not bother to find out who is your God. They will run into that sea and they will perish there in Jesus' name. And that's why we need to thank God this month for the rest of this year. So that the sea, we see us advancing and the sea we flee. In Jesus' name. Brethren, God has not changed and he will not change. How many times have people changed? Brethren, God has not changed in his mercies. He has not changed in his power. And he has not changed in his mercies. Bible says that his mercies endure forever. Maybe we think that God will not forgive us. I don't know what we have done. What you have done. Maybe you are here this morning. You wonder whether God can forgive you. You wonder whether God can forgive you. Brethren, there is nothing that you have done that no man, that one man has not done before. And God has forgiven them. We remember the story of the two thieves that were nailed with Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about the one on the right hand. It was too late. It was just 11th hour. We are in the 11th month. It was the 11th hour for this thief. And he would have landed in hellfire. But the mercy of God was still there for him. And so this morning, the God of mercies, the one whose mercies endure forever, is telling you, is telling me this morning, that I am here with my mercies. And that my mercy is available for you. If only you will tap into it this morning. Whatever you have done in the past, the mercies of God will cover it. Mercies of God will liberate you, it will forgive you. If you are here this morning, you have not given your life to him because you think that, oh, I'm so hardened, oh, I'm so wicked, oh, I've done this, I've done that. This is a time for you to stop counting. To stop counting the things you have done in the past, to tap into the mercies of God. To tap into the one that shows up in the 11th hour. The one who went out at the 11th hour and he began to call them. He began to call laborers. He began to call them into his vineyard. He began to call them, and the people that he called at the 11th hour received the same portion as the people that were there very early in the morning. Maybe you are in that position this morning. This is the 11th month of the year. It does not matter that some of us have started this race for some time. The door is still wide open for you. The door is wide open. The door of mercy says, I stand, Revelation 3:20, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. It's knocking this morning. It's knocking this morning. The same grace that was available to some of us when we gave our lives to him, that same grace is available to you this morning. Maybe you have given your life to him, but there are things that you still do. You still return back. You still return back to some of those vomits. This morning, the mercy of God is available for you. If only you will trust in him that he will pull you out. The Bible says, and order, pull out, save them. This morning, God is pulling you out in Jesus' name. I say, God is pulling you out in Jesus' name. Everything that you have been struggling with, you have been struggling with it. Besetting sin, struggling with it. Associations and groups you have been struggling to detach yourself from. This morning, God is snatching you out of them in Jesus' name. Habits, lifestyles. Sometimes we say, that's just me. That's just me. Brethren, that cannot be you. That cannot be you if it's not according to God. And this morning, receive grace to detach from that habit in Jesus' name. Your habit may be smoking. It may be drinking. Whatever it is that does not belong to God in the life of anyone that is here this morning, I decree that the power of God is made available to detach you from it in Jesus' name. This day goes down to history as a day that you no longer return back to your vomit in Jesus' name. God is still merciful. But you need to remember, brethren, you need to remember that the enemy is there who is always going to remind you that, are you sure? Are you sure? But when he comes, I need you to remember that the Almighty God has done it. This is an encounter that you have made today and at this hour. I need you to tell it to the face of the enemy that God has delivered you. I said, God has delivered you. And you remain delivered in Jesus' name. Brethren, the Bible says in John 3:16, so popular is scripture that sometimes we want to lose the meaning. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Brethren, God is still giving his only begotten son. God has given us his begotten son and we are born again. And he's still giving his son to us even after that time, even after the encounter of salvation. He continually gives to us. Why then don't we see that God is with us, that the presence of God is with us, that God loves us so much that he has given us his begotten son, the one that he begot. The Bible says he gave his son to us when we were yet sinners. How much more when we have given our lives to him will the Son of Man be resident with us? And so let us remind ourselves these things so that this morning our faith will be elevated. Our faith will be lifted up so that as we approach the end of this year and as we continually praise him towards the end of this year, we will have faith that is here with us. The Bible says, he that comes to him must believe that he is and is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You need to believe that he is. You need to believe that he's in your camp, he's in your company. Even when you don't hear, even when you don't feel, you need to believe that he's here. Some of us, in the course of the year, we have been to places where you can call the valley of the shadow of death. But God delivered us. Some of us have been to places that we thought maybe this will be the last room we will enter alive. But God brought us out. Some of us have been to those places where we did not know how we entered into that place. But we knew when God delivered us and he brought us out of the place. Why can't we continually trust him? Why can't we go ahead and begin to worship him for the rest of this year? Some of us have been to places where we thought that we will leave that place with a no. And God made it a yes for us. That was God in action. And the God, the same God that did it for us, that did it for the children of Israel, that same God will do it for you and for me. I don't know if you have experienced the raw power of God before. Brethren, I have. I don't know if you have experienced the healing power of God before. I have. And I need you to remember that kind of encounter you have had. If you have not had that, you must have had one encounter or the other. Remember that the mercy of God still flows. The mercy of God still flows. The power of God is still available. He was so, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. So he has never changed and he will never change. I say he will never change in your life and in my life in Jesus' name. Brethren, the word of God has not changed. God has not changed, neither has his word changed. The Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 23, the fool says in his heart there is no God. Brethren, this morning I need to remind you that there is God. And that the word of God, I think that's in Psalms 14 verse 1. That the fool says in his heart there is no God. But there is God. And there is a word of God. There is a word of God. The Bible says the word became flesh and dwelled among us. That same word is with us today. The written word is with us. The word of God that is settled in heaven is with us. And the word of God that dwells in your heart is with us. So the word of God has not changed. Let no man rewrite the word of God in your life, brethren. That same word that God has spoken to you, let no man tell you contrary. Brother Paul said, if we or an angel, because it is possible that the same person that told you something according to the scripture comes back and tells you something different. Comes back and tells, God forbid anyway, that comes back and tells you something that is contrary to the word of God. But Paul said, if we or an angel come back and tell you something contrary, says, let him be accursed. Because the word of God has not changed and it will not change. Has God spoken to you? Have you received a word from God through his prophet? Brethren, hold on to that word because the word of God will not change. The word of God will not fail. The word of God will not fall to the ground. Concerning you, concerning me, concerning this place that the Almighty God has established, the word of God will not change in the name of Jesus Christ. There is no shortcut. There is no shortcut to get it done. If the word of God has come to you, if God has told you, and if you have read it in the scripture, brethren, don't pursue a shortcut to get the answer. The English people say a shortcut is always a wrong cut. And that is so true with the scripture. There is no shortcut when it comes to the things of God. There is only the way of God to get it. There's only the way of God. There's only the precept of God to get to the realization of the promises of God. Don't seek for a shortcut. If you are here this morning, you are still burning incense. I don't know that person here this morning. You still return back to incense. I pray this morning that the Almighty God will deliver you in Jesus' name. The Bible says that some trust in chariots, others trust in horses. You come to company with us, to associate with us here where we serve the living God. And you still go back, you still return back, and you still pay money for incense. This morning, I pray that the power of God delivers you in Jesus' name. You are still here this morning. You still send money back for them to make duhanda, to kurantali, no makantali. You still send money back to them. They want to pay money on your behalf. You na pasiseria. You still pay and dala. You still send money to them to pay money on your behalf. To nahusta, to little gods. To mihanda, to gods that don't have mouths. You still send money to them to kunaniha. Money nekina. Money that takes the grace of God for you to make. Money nemasi that takes the grace of God for you to make. Money that takes God to bring you to a land like this for you to make with the grace of God, you still send it back to them to pay Numa, to Dinia, to their gods that do not have mouths. This morning is the morning, is the time of your deliverance. Ah, yeah, Murasia. Whatever the consequence of the will, Master. Brethren, sometimes they tell us, you know, if you don't do it, masquerades will pursue you in your dream. They say, they know, yeah, ta, the subran, the son, sometimes they tell you that if you don't do it, you know your life will be cut short. Must say, brethren, the life of their gods will be cut short in Jesus' name. Yeah, yes, subra. But this morning you need to tap to the grace or the power of God that is available, abandoned year to year around the A power of God that is available to liberate you in this place. Don't get out of the doors of this place. We are Mazia without making up your mind to be free and to be free indeed. I said the last one that you sent to them, don't send anyone again. Don't send anyone again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every cause that they have programmed to come upon you because you have not obeyed them, we command this morning, the Bible says that causeless cause shall not come. The causes will go back to the houses of those people that are sending it in Jesus' name. Hey, I agree. Every negative thing that are programmed into your dream because you did not participate with them, we command those negative things to become the lot of those who are sending it in Jesus' name. Every missile that they said will become your lot because you did not join them to line up and begin to pay obeisance to the gods that do not have mouth. Every such limitation, we send it back. Every such missile, we return it back to sender in Jesus' name. Father, we worship you. Brethren, the word of God has not changed and will not change. That means that we can hold him by his word. That means that we can hold him by his word. That means that we can be we have a standard that we can be transformed. You know, I know it's a common saying, we say they shifted the goalpost. God has not shifted the goalpost. The same goalpost that was there, the upper room in the book of Acts of Apostles, that same goalpost, the same standard. The Bible says the standard, the foundation of God's word stands sure, having this seal. That same standard has been there, is still there, will continue to be there. That same standard, the foundation of the word of God, it cannot be diluted. And that only means that we need to conform to him. We need to come, the word of God cannot come down to us. It will not descend low to, it will not come down and come and sin with us. We can only come and pull us out. It's not going to participate in our sins. The Bible says that we behold him. As we behold him, we are transformed into his image. We have to transform into his image. He can no longer, he can't transform to our image. God cannot, he can't understand with us with that kind of image. We need to conform to his own image. We need to be transformed to his image. Why then is it that we begin to accept different doctrines? Brethren, there is just one. There is just, the Bible it starts from Genesis and it ends with Revelation. There is no chapter after, no book after that, no book before. And so if there is anything that is not here, it is not God. If there is anything that is not here that does not measure with the standard that is here, then that is not God. And so the word of God has not changed and will not change. And the same way, the word that God spoke to you and to me and to us as a church, that word has not changed. That word has not changed. It means we can continually hold on to it. We can stay there. We can stay there and say that, yes, we know that that word will not change. I remember some times ago, I worked for some time when I was in Nigeria with the military. And the commander, every morning, somebody will go and stand at the entrance because the commander must meet somebody standing there. Somebody will stand there waiting for the commander to call. I don't know how long they stand, even if the commander does not come. But they have to go there and continue to stand. Unfortunately, we don't stand on the word of God like that. Very soon, we begin to think about, okay, maybe God has changed it. He has not changed it. He will not change it. Brethren, God's seed time and harvest time has not changed and it will not change. We are talking about the God that has not changed and that will not change. The seed time, the harvest time has not changed because of our time. We are not reading scriptures a lot of. Genesis 8:22. The Bible says that as long as the heart remaineth seed time and harvest, the Bible says that cold and heat, the Bible says that winter, summer will not cease. We believe so much that winter and summer will not cease. We believe that cold and heat will not cease. But we don't believe that seed time and harvest will not cease. Why can't we believe the entire scripture? So the same God that we serve, that has not changed in power, has not changed in his word, he has not changed in the fact that he's a God of seed time and harvest time. Don't know if you are here this morning, you have been going through a time of seed, a time of sowing. 9, 10 months of this year, you have been sowing. I want to encourage you this morning that you serve a God of seed time and harvest time, the one that has not changed. And that harvest time has come and has come quickly upon your life in Jesus' name. I say your harvest time has come in Jesus' name. But we need to seed, and we need to seed rightly. We need to put in the right seed, and then we will reap. We serve a God that says, if you seed, then you will receive. There are so many conditions like that in the scripture, but we go on and we go to the end of the condition. We don't go to the beginning. It says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, 2 Chronicles 7:14, he said, then will I hear their cries from heaven. Then will I heal their land. That is, if they humble themselves and they pray. There are so many of ifs and then. And this is one. If my people seed, then. Because we can continue to pray and pray. There are things that are covenants. You know, we sometimes pray. And it's good to pray. But there are things that they will just naturally happen. Because you have fulfilled your covenant responsibility. We claim the blessings of Abraham, but the Bible talks about Abraham that he paid tithes to Melchizedek, the king of Salem. The Bible says he was returning back from the battle of kings and he paid a tenth of his spoil. He paid it. But we don't remember, but we've seen that Abraham's blessings are ours. We don't remember that Abraham has paid his due and Abraham is only reaping, he's just reaping the condition of the fact that he has obeyed the covenant. We are a kingdom people. We are a people of covenant. And because we are a people of covenant, we are a people that God is calling to fulfill our part of the covenant. And he doesn't care whether you pray about it or not. When he says, I will rebuke the devourer, he doesn't care whether you pray or not. If we pray, we have not prayed amiss, but it doesn't care whether you pray or not. Because you have fulfilled your part, he's going to rebuild the devourer. The devourer is not necessarily, yesterday was Halloween and, you know, one guy was carrying something like an axe and he was dressed like a devil. And all. The devourer is not necessarily like that. Devourer may mean, something simple. It may be something that, you just went ahead and bought something and this thing is supposed to expire in 3 years and in 1 year, the one you bought has expired. You need to go and buy another one. We can't blame God. You know, sometimes I don't know about you, but that's how I look at it. If I buy a bulb and the bulb, works for 1 month and the bulb expires, I wonder, why should it happen like that? Why should it happen like that? Why? I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but that's the way, that it gives you that kind of confidence that why should it happen like that? Because you have obeyed the covenant. And for those of us who are still struggling with it, brethren, it is something that should not be stressed again. It shouldn't be stressed again that the only way we can key into this covenant is for us to fulfill our part. And it is usually a tenth of it. It is a tenth of it, you can give more. That is talking about tithing. The Bible talks about, you know, in the book of Luke chapter 7, we are not going to be able to read because of time. The Bible talks about a centurion man. This guy has built the synagogue. He put down his resource to build a synagogue for the people. And he heard that Jesus came to town. And because of that, he had the guts to go to the elders to talk to Jesus about his servant that was sick. And they got to Jesus, they said, because he has built a synagogue for us. He loves our nation. And he has built a synagogue for us. And the Bible says that Jesus said, So then he went to his house. Jesus went to his house, not because he was partial, but because this guy has fulfilled the covenant. He went to his house. And so there are some heaves that when we do them, we don't even need to pray for the dead. It behoves God to do the dead. And if we have done our part and we are doing our part, I pray that God will give grace, more grace for us to continue to do our part and do much more than we have done in Jesus' name. And I pray that our reward will surely come in Jesus' name. And if there be anyone that the enemy has sent devourer to their camp in this place, devourer to their business, to their homes, I pray this morning that the Almighty God will stay back the hands of the devourer in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, in closing, I want to remind us also that God has not changed in judgment. The judgment of God has not changed. And the Bible says that that judgment starts from the house of God. You know, when the judgment starts from his house, you know that then he will not be said to be unfair when he goes outside his house to begin to judge, because he has already judged. He has already judged in his house. And then he goes out. Then they will not be surprised, because the people that belong to him, he has already dealt with them in love. And so let us remind ourselves once again that God is still a God that judges. He still judges. And so let us not forget that there is a time of judgment. Let us not forget that there is a time that all the works we have done in the flesh will be judged. Let us not forget that there is a time that there is going to be a separation between the goats and the sheep in all that we do. Let us not forget that there is going to come a time that our rewarder is going to come. Let us not forget that there is going to come a time that the books will be opened and the book will be opened. Because we serve a God of judgment. And let us not forget that that same God is going to judge, and is going to judge our enemies. The Almighty God that we serve, he is going to judge our enemies. Brethren, I need to remind us, just before the time runs out on me, in the book of Numbers chapter 16, the Bible talks about this Korah, Abiram. The Bible talks about them. The Bible says that they began to conspire. They began to conspire against the one that God has anointed. They began to conspire against the ordinances of God. They began to conspire against the ordinance, the things that God put in place. Maybe people are conspiring against you, but you are a priest. You are a royal priesthood. Maybe people are conspiring against you, conspiring against this church that God has chosen. I hope we don't join them to conspire against any anointed of God. Bible says that the judgment of God came upon them. These guys came together and they began to look down on the ordinances of God and began to talk ill about Moses. We too can do it. Why can't we? We live in a day, you know, in days where there are a lot of we too can. We too can. Like in the politics. We too can. We too, I too can do it. I too can. Why is it only brother or sister? I too can. If you too can, yes, come and do it. And that was the kind of conspiracy that these people did. And the Bible says, as it has not been before, as it has not happened before, Moses said, let God deal with them as it has not, if I have not been anointed of God, or if I have been anointed of God, let God deal with them as it has never happened before. And the Bible says that the ground opened and swallowed them up. Swallowed them up. Brethren, God is a God of judgment. And the same way that he judges his house, he judges our enemies. I pray this morning that every enemy that has pursued you up till this time, that the judgment of God will rest upon them in Jesus' name. The Bible says that the lot of the wicked will not fall upon the righteous. Brethren, the judgment of the Almighty God upon your enemies will not be your portion. When he comes out today with judgment, when he issues a decree from this place this morning, I want you to be careful to partake in what they are doing, because the judgment of God is going to come out from this place this morning and visit the enemies of your life and visit the people who have made it difficult for you. Difficult for you to live as a Christian. Difficult for you to express your God-given potentials in the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, God answers prayers and he has never changed. He will never change. He answers prayers, he has never changed, he will never change. We are serving a God that answers prayer, he has never changed, he will never change. The same God, the same God. The same God, this morning I want you to rise up on your feet as we sing this song to him. I want one that sound to play this song for us. The same God that has never changed and he will never change. That is the same God that we serve. That is the same God that we have come together to worship in this place today. I want you to just sing this song, follow the words of the song, and I want you to continue with that song and begin to worship him. Just begin to thank the Almighty God. Begin to thank the Almighty God. If you can project the words of that song, please project it. Sing that song. Worship the same God, the same God that was with our fathers. Bible says that our fathers drank from the rock, and that rock was Christ. I am drinking, you are drinking from that rock today. Father, we worship your name. The same God, the same God. The same God that delivered the children of Israel, that same God is in the house today. The same God. 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 Worship the same God. Worship the same God. Worship the same God. The same God. The same God that started this journey with you is still with you. The same God that started with us is still with us as a church. The same God that started the journey of your life with you is still with you today. The same God. The same God. The same God. Marabos. Go. Oh.